Blog Talk Radio.
I've been waiting all night for you to tell me what you want. Tell me that you need me. I've been waiting all night for you to, oh, oh, tell me what you want, yeah. I've been waiting all night for you to tell me what you want. Tell me that you need me. I've been waiting all night for you to, oh, oh, tell me what you want, yeah, want, yeah, want, yeah, want, yeah, want, yeah, want, yeah, want, want, want. I've been waiting all night for you to tell me that you need me, tell me that you want me. I've been waiting all night for you to tell me.
Hello, hello, hello. It is 11:31. Welcome to my first show of Almost Midnight. I am your hostess. Sugarlicious me. I want to welcome you. This is my first show doing this. I know you guys are going, why is she up so late and why is she have us up here listening to her behind at almost dang midnight? Well, let me explain. I wanted to do something a little bit different, 30-minute show. So this show is going to be a little different because it's going to be out of the ordinary. I'm going to probably have guests come on and just act up or whatever. You guys know how it eels, don't you? I normally, at this time of the night, I normally tell you what time it is all over the place, but I'm just not in the mood for that. And because it's a different show, so what can I say? What can I say? But I'm going to allow someone else to be on the airwaves tonight and talk to you. And now, I have no idea what she's going to say. So if she says something that's going to offend, too bad, so sad, that's your problem, not mine. But I'm sure she won't. I'm sure she's going to be the best little princess money can buy. But as we all know, my daughter does not know how to keep her mouth shut. No, it's not that. It's actually the other one that is very vocal. Nazarene. So I'm going to bring her on. And like I said, this is going to be her time. I'm going to sit here, and I have no idea what she's going to talk about. So I'm not going to talk to someone in her vent. She said 30 minutes because she knew if she had longer than 30 minutes, she would be talking for longer than 30 minutes. So I'm going to bring her on, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, my daughter, Nazarene. Hi, darling.
Hello. Hi, Mommy.
How are you, sweetheart? How are you, darling?
How are you? I'm great. I'm awesome.
I'm sleepy, but I don't give a damn. I had to let my baby. I put my alarm on because I wanted to get up and go, okay, I want her to I want to hear what she's going to say. Your dad's like,
wait,
you sure you want to do that?
It's not bad. You guys always think I'm bad. I'm not the bad one. Lisa's the bad one. Okay.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay. Actually, the topic of my mini rant, because my soul has been bothered this Black History Month, the topic of my mini rant is the miseducated enlightenment, okay? Because it seems as though people are very, very mad, but they don't really know why they're mad. They just know that they should be mad, which I don't know if anyone else has ever experienced this in your life. When something happens and you don't know how you should feel, but you know you should be mad, but you're not sure why. You just know you should be offended in that moment. So I call it the miseducated enlightenment because Black History Month was meant to celebrate Black history. Black history, like every other history, should be celebrated throughout the year. February just happens to be the year when we party. Now, miseducation number one, there's this thing that I hear people say where they're like, oh, the U.S. government gave us February because it's the shortest month of the year. They just gave us that one. First, number one, your ancestors didn't get handed anything. They worked for everything. So when Carter Woodson, big ups to my favorite uncle, when Carter Woodson started Negro History Week, right, that was in February. It fell between the February 12th and February 14th that week because February 12th was when they celebrated Frederick Douglass's birthday. February 14th was when other people celebrated Abraham Lincoln's birthday. So it was a political ploy because they knew that if they made both parties happy, both parties being white people as well as black people, more people would participate in Negro History Week. So by the 60s, when people were becoming more conscious and all this other stuff, that's after Carter Woodson's death, that is, that's when it became Black History Month. It had nothing to do with it being short month. Nobody gave it to anybody. It was already in full swing before the U.S. government decided to make it an official month. It was already going. Nobody gave it to you. Stop telling that lie. Leave it alone. That's number one. Number two. I see everybody getting in their feelings about this African-American name thing. So listen, you can call yourself black, there's nothing wrong with it. You can call yourself African-American, there's nothing wrong with it. African-American was something that was made up by Jesse Jackson. In case you didn't know, now you know. It was made up in the 80s by Jesse Jackson because he wanted black people to be tied to Africa. So African-American. Very simple. You don't have to claim that one. You can claim it. It's not really a big deal. Let it go. Number three, there's this meme that's going around that really grinds my gears. Here's why. It says that the Black Panthers created the WIC program. That's false. I don't want to hear it's true because it was on some Stanford webpage that basically just listed everything the Black Panthers were involved in that was positive. I don't want to hear that. Yes, the Black Panthers did have free breakfast program, free food program for people who needed it, free ambulances, and a whole bunch of other things. But what the Black Panthers did for the WIC program was they enrolled black people into the WIC program. Granted, the USDA did take some of the Black Panthers' ideas with the free breakfast and free food for people who needed it, but it wasn't their original idea. The whole WIC thing came into the Child Care Act, I believe, that was from like 1966. They added it in 1972. So no, the Black Panthers did not found it. No, nobody's taking that away from you two, because let's just be really, really honest. If it was something founded by the Black Panthers, I guarantee you that wouldn't be something you didn't know already. But please stop using Wiki questions, Wikipedia, some blog spot page that you don't know who created. Stop using that as what you need to give you your answers. That leads me to my fourth problem. I don't like this whole thing that people do when they go on Tumblr and they see a quote. Like the quote could say, and on this day, you can kiss my black ass, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He never said that. Stop just sharing stuff because it sounds nice to you. He didn't say these things. Stop pretending like, oh, well, Martin Luther King was all about peace. That's why I like Malcolm X, because Malcolm X was all about war. You sound like an idiot because you're feeding into what people want you to feed into. When you sit there talking about, oh, man, we should go with Dr. King because he said that we're all human at the end of the day. Nah, man, that's not what he said. What he said was, I am a black man at the end of the day. Mind you, half of this speech he came up with because he was nervous, so he forgot the speech. Anyway, when he said, I'm still a black man, I want you to see that I'm black. I just don't want you to treat me different because I'm black. Don't feed into these people telling you different because you saw somewhere on Tumblr that Martin Luther King said that, you know, all men were, you know, all black once upon a time, so today we're all equal. That's not what he meant. That's not what he meant. said, it's not what he meant. Shut up. Malcolm X, oh, he was violent. You're saying this and you're black. Like, you're black saying these things. Malcolm X was violent. Malcolm X was Muslim. He was never violent. The only difference is he didn't believe in the same rhetoric Martin Luther King Jr. did. But at the end of the day, they were both politicians. Malcolm X didn't want y'all blowing shit up because he knows that doesn't get bills passed. So please, stop with all this dogma that you go and pick up from Tumblr, Pinterest, Instagram, wherever. It's annoying. And last but not least, and then, you know, since this is mommy's show, she could say something because, you know, it's her show. I get really bothered about the fact, and this is very biased because I'm an African, I get very, very highly upset when certain people tell me, like, and there's been a lot of people who tell me, oh, well, we celebrate blacks in America, not like blacks everywhere, because black is, nah, because let me tell you something. When you say that, you're no different than, like, Cosmopolitan magazine when they, like, post Kylie Jenner's braids and say it's a new style, or Glamour magazine when they post a twist out that black girls have been doing since dawn of time and say, oh, this is called the braid out. It's the new trend of summer 2016. You're no different because you're saying you don't celebrate Africans, but you eat our food, you listen to our music, you do our dances, you wear our clothes, you claim us. But, you know, when it's time to celebrate us, you don't, because you don't know that you can identify like that. It's only when it's best for you. Black history, didn't say American black history, just said black history. And seeing as how, you know, we all know, all y'all, be you white or black or Asian or Indian, came from Africa, please understand, you include us too. Why? Because we were killed for y'all. Let me just let you know this. If you didn't know, besides Nelson Mandela, please go do your Googles. Find out who is the reason why Nelson Mandela became president and why. It's the same reason why the Civil Rights Act got passed. Go find these things out, then come at me with your dang nonsense Instagram, Wikipedia, Wiki questions, ask questions, research. I'm finished with my rant, Mommy. I'm finished.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I just had to get that. You know, I told you it was compacted. I just needed a short amount of time. It was compacted.
Because I thought sure you were going to do 30 minutes, because I told you this was your show.
Oh, I can keep going? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can keep going. You got about, what, 13 more minutes left.
I'm doing good. So, ladies and gentlemen, on this beautiful Black History Day, oh, by the way, celebrating Frederick Douglass's birthday this day and yesterday. Well, yesterday's gone now, so just today. So something was brought to my attention a couple weeks ago, I think. Maybe it was a couple weeks. I'm not quite sure. A couple weeks ago, something was brought to my attention, and it's something that I have belly ached to Mommy about. I've belly ached to quite a few people about, right? And I'm just going to belly ache to y'all, so maybe y'all won't do it anymore. Every time something bad happens in another country, right, all of a sudden, y'all want to bring up Africa and Africans like y'all care suddenly, right? Prime example, what happened in France, right? People died, black people included. And y'all wanted to be mad that they had a filter for France, but not for the Kenyans when the bombing happened 8 months prior. You know, when everyone was still occupied with everything that happened here, with the police brutality and the murdering of children, which, you know, I understand, you know, people understand everybody has priorities. You have to take care of your country first. Cool beans, no problem. However, comma, when you're done with your country, don't bring up another country's problems from the past to make you seem relevant in the present. That's not cute. Here's why. Because when white people do it to y'all, y'all don't like it. So don't do it to Africans. Because, you know, we get offended when you spread pictures of somebody's dead body from 8 months ago. We get offended when people are dead, dying from Ebola, dying in masses, right? And y'all didn't care. because according to some people, oh, it's a conspiracy. The U.S. government is making this shit up. It's not real. No Africans died. There were no 250 girls taken. Boko Haram isn't real. Boko Haram is realer than ISIS. Let me let you know something, okay? Why? Because these individuals don't care about anything. Let me let you know that now, okay? So when you make up these things about how Ebola is funny and Ebola has to be fake because Bernie Mac was talking about it in 2006, nah, that's because he knew it was real. So the Simpsons talked about it in 1999. Yeah, because they knew too. All this means is you weren't paying attention to anything other than yourself, or maybe you were too young to know what was going on. But meanwhile, you're making all these jokes as if people aren't dying. And now, when France is getting attention because they had atrocities in their country, all of a sudden, y'all care that we had Ebola. And y'all care about Kenya. And y'all want to bring back 250 girls who were already brought back. Y'all forgot that we recently had bombings in Nigeria. We recently had 35 children killed in Nigeria. Most countries in Africa are on the brink of war. You know, y'all, people need to be more consistent. You know, if you're going to be woke, be all the way woke. Don't be half asleep because you letting people tell you what's tea. Oh, word? What? You mean to tell me that Black History Month was made up by somebody? I thought the U.S. government just gave that to us to make us shut up. No, there's history behind it. You just didn't learn it in high school. We know, but that's not an excuse. That's a lot of shit you didn't learn in high school. You ain't learned how to do multiplication without your calculator in high school, but you had to figure it out, didn't you? So I guess you should stop bitching, complaining about how nobody taught you these things in high school. Get your ass off Google, go to a library, and go look it up yourself. And stop asking people why you didn't know this before, because you have no problem hopping your happy butt on TMZ.com and finding out which Kardashian's going to piss you off today, knowing you don't like them anyway. You do all that, but you won't look up your own history. And then when people check you about your history, you want to get mad and say, oh, nobody taught me. Nobody showed me. Nobody told me. Except the thing is, nobody told your ancestors. They had to do it themselves. Who told you you deserve to have information just handed to you like that? You didn't care about it when it was important, when your grandparents might have been alive and they could have told you. Some of you didn't ask. Some of you, like me, didn't have the luxury of finding out everything. But unlike you, I went and I kept digging. Keep digging for your information. Find out your facts before you just fly off the handle. Oh, my God, another Black child is dead. Oh, my God, I'm sure it's a white conspiracy. Blah, blah, blah. Mad, like you're real mad, and I understand you have a lot of anger in you. But you don't know where your anger is coming from because you didn't research your history. You know nothing about your history, and that's on you. So now you just real super mad, just puffed in the chest, mad cape flying behind you, cussing out everybody because you don't know where you came from and you want to blame the white man. To some extent, that's the white man's fault. To some extent, it's the Black man's fault. To most extent, because of how old you are, it's your fault. Stop complaining, get over it, and get it together. Okay, now I'm really done.
Well, there's a lot you actually said that I had no clue about. And I, when you and I talked about it briefly, I told you, I don't know. I can't, there's a lot I really can't relate with because I never was told. I never was taught, so I really can't relate to it. So there was a lot of things you told me. I'm like, wow, really? I had no clue. Like I said, I can relate more to my Native American heritage because my father spoke about it more than my mother would speak about her heritage, because I think there's a lot of things she didn't know either. But my father, you know, talked about it a lot of things because it was handed down from him, from his father, his father before him. So, you know, they discussed a lot of things, and that's the reason why I knew more. But when it came to the Black side, the Black history side or what have you, my mother really didn't talk too much about it. It was just basically my grandma saying, well, we're all equal, and love, you know, love each other as, you know, as if you all were the same color. And that was her view. And that's probably the reason why I'm like I am now. But as far as knowing my Black history, no, I'm the first one to admit that I don't know. You know, that there's a lot of things that I don't know and I wish I knew. A lot of things that I read and I kind of question, kind of roll my eyes at going, is this something that's true? Is it something that's being said to me that I'm just reading? Because like you said, a lot of the information you get it from sources that probably don't know what the hell they're talking about too. And you're going, oh yeah, that's it. And you have to research, you have to learn. But the thing is, I think a lot of people don't know where to research, where to learn, where to find it. How far back do you dig? How far back do you go? You know, where do you, you know, what's real, what's fantasy, what's bullshit? I think that has a lot to do with it.
That's why I call it miseducation. I call it miseducation because once upon a time, I don't know, and this is no tea, no shade, mommy, but when I was in elementary school, we had that one computer in the class. But that one computer is what, you know, we would, like, circle out of while they teach us researching techniques on the computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how you research databases and what isn't acceptable research and finding secondary sources to your primary sources. So, you know, you can back up what you learned, finding information that counters that one and then thinking about it, right? So I call this miseducation because you learn that once and you apply it to things like the Kardashians or like who is sleeping with who on Love and Hip Hop. Like people mm-hmm. actually apply this research to stuff that doesn't matter. But when and I'm not saying you, mommy, because you could give two hoots about who a Kardashian is. So
you got that right.
But some people know these things. Like they'll wake up and they'll be like, oh, but I don't think that's true because on this website and this website is credible because blah, blah, blah. So to me, that's the same researching skill you can use to find out about yourself. It's just the decision you make to not do it. And then when you don't do it, you get mad at other people for you failing to do what you need. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Slavery should have never happened. Colonialism should have never happened. I'm 100% for that, but it did. And now we're here, and we're still having problems. And you not knowing is part of the problem. Like, you know your Native American history, or your Native heritage and your background. So if there was any way for you to move forward, you know enough about your background to say, oh, well, let's try this because this was tried before, and this is what happened.
Right.
But in the Black community, even back home in the African community, we only get told certain things, and you can only go so far back in, like, Sierra Leonean history before colonialism happens and things get muddled. By that time, it's he said, she said, right? So you can only go off a certain amount of information. You can't get everything that happened, but you can get enough to move forward and try something new. Like you're forming a new Black Panther movement. I'm not saying I am. But it would behoove you to look at what the old Black Panthers did, how they were founded, what happened, what they did, who got arrested for what. And don't say, oh, they were shot just because they were Black. No, people were charged with legitimate crimes. You need to find out what those were. And then see if that's what you want to do. See how you can move about doing that because people don't know about politics, the game of politics. You have to play that properly if you want to move anywhere. People don't think about these things. They just get mad and puffed up in their chest like somebody's supposed to listen to them.
I don't know. Kind of like me right now.
Yeah.
The thing is that it's so much that we can discuss on this. This isn't going to be a. You already know it's something you should maybe come back and discuss because 30 minutes is not enough because it's something I think a lot of people are going to be like having their, you know, their eyes like tied on and going, oh, how dare she say that? And some people go, wow, you know, I'm glad she says it. I said I didn't know, but. Like I said, you need to research. You need to, like, really, really dig in. I was fortunate enough to have a father who is very awake, who's very, let's see, he preaches. I mean, more or less saying, you know, this is your history. This is what you should know. You know, he used to always tell us that when I used to roll my eyes at him. But now that I've become an adult, I kind of see why he was always telling us this. He wanted us to know. And although we were, like, always rolling our eyes and going, oh, God, why? Because when he used to try to teach us our language, I didn't want to know. And now I really regret not knowing or not trying to listen to him. It's like with my grandmother, she used to always say, let me teach you how to make this. And I used to go, I don't want to know. You're going to always be around to cook it. And now I really wish I would sit back and go, okay, Grammy, how do you do it? Because a lot of us, I think our ancestors want to tell us, but we don't want to hear it because you always think that the older people really don't have anything to tell you. And let's be honest. When you're younger, you think, I know it all. You don't know nothing. You know, but a lot of them may want to teach you because they might have been. And my grandmother was in the era, you know, of Martin Luther King. And at that time when she used to try to tell us stuff, I kind of rolled my eyes at her. My mother was among the, you know, when they had the Watts riots, you know, she was trying to tell us the reason why the riots were different from the Rodney King riots to this riot. She was trying to tell us that. We're like, I don't hear that. Nobody cares. That's your era. But the fact that their era and what happened to them trickled down to what we need to know today, but just don't want to know or don't want to accept. But like you say, we're so busy worrying about what the Kardashians are worried about. You know, we're all, right on, Beyonce. You know, you're telling them like it is. Why don't you tell them? Why do you need Beyonce to be the one who be your spokesperson? This is your voice, too. You don't need to have Beyonce to speak for you. You need to speak in here. I guess the beehive is going to be coming for me next.
That's why I didn't even talk about Beyonce. That was all you, Mommy. That was her.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. I should have shut my mouth.
Oh, you came for the Texas Bama. Now they're going to come for you.
Oh, God. They are, aren't they? We're going to have to move.
They're going to come for you. And I'll sting you and everything.
Oh, God. Anyway, I hope not. But, hey, but I would like you to come back on, and maybe we can get some more on, too, that are either conscious or non-conscious or whatever, and maybe speak on some of the issues that you said. Because maybe people honestly just don't know and want, you know, maybe want to hear somebody else's view, and maybe somebody wants to debate with you and say, you know what, you have no clue what you're talking about, Naz. You know, this is how I see this, how I view, because everyone has a right to see things and view things the way they want to. There is a truth, and there is a non-truth. There is a belief, and there's a non-belief, and there's a damn, oh, wow, I didn't know, and there's a damn, oh, wow, I knew it all. Because everyone has to write to their own opinion, and that's the reason why we all sit here and go, oh, wow, I know that, or, oh, wow, I have no clue. Because, like I said, Naz has taught me a lot. And I never have said, oh, wow, look, daughter, I know more than you do, because I know she knows more, because a lot of times her eyes are more open than mine. Because I close my eyes to a lot of shit. Everybody that really knows me knows I close my eyes to a lot. I act like I don't see, or even I just don't see, because sometimes you just don't want to see, or you don't want to believe, or you don't want to think that, you know, the things are the way they are. But until you wake up, you're going to be just with everyone else in the darkness, like I am. I'm going to talk about a lot of shit. Naz is probably shaking her head. Yes, Mommy is.
I sure am. And you like it in the dark, so we keep you there.
Anyway, we have 55 seconds left. Naz, thank you so much, baby, for coming on and waking me up a little bit more and waking others up. We will be back probably maybe in the week. Hello, everybody, and thank you again for joining me on my almost midnight first talk show at 11:35 on Fridays. I will be here next week, hopefully, if I can wake myself up like I did tonight. Baby, thank you again for being on the show. I love you, everyone.
I love you. Night-night.
You could have been anywhere you wanted to tonight, but you shared your time with me, and I greatly appreciate it. Everyone, good night.
Out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight. always walking after midnight searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way.